Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back. Little Venus. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Personal Brilliance, and we're talking about wisdom, the concept of wisdom, and perspective, and how wisdom is... Wisdom adds a third dimension to your decision-making process. Would that be a good way to think about wisdom?
Absolutely, and I just think it's an ingredient we should be conscious about is the point. And sometimes we miss it and make decisions without that perspective and that wisdom, and we pay the price for that.
Because the two dimensions are the idea and the metrics, right? The idea and whatever we think we can measure, whatever we're projecting or what we're hoping for, but wisdom brings along with it not only perspective, but maybe a little bit of critique, right? Maybe a little tough love, right?
Yeah, it's avoiding the pitfalls from the past. You know, making mistakes and failing is part of innovation, and we talk about that all the time, and that's a good thing. But I don't have enough life to fail, you know, in everything. I want to learn from your failures, right? And
right.
I want to be able to take advantage of that knowledge.
I want to read your book and you want to read my book, right?
Yeah, without having to live through it. You know, why go through that pain? And so often we find ourselves reinventing the wheel and making the same mistakes over and over again. And if we can add that viewpoint to the 360 view of solving the problem or taking advantage of the opportunity, we're just much better off. And it's difficult to do when we're in that fast action mode. We're trying to get things done. We're trying to accomplish things. We're trying to win. And we get so fired up with that that we forget about that wisdom. And
is leadership, is wisdom difficult to incorporate into our leadership roles? Are you finding it's difficult?
Well,
is there a constituency for our wisdom?
It has a lot to do, Jim, with how we present our wisdom as a leader. You know, if we're the grand poobah sitting on the throne dispensing wisdom, it doesn't go over very well.
Right.
If we're teaching all the time, if we're growing all the time, if we're helping people grow all the time, then it's part of the activity that's going on as opposed to a bolt-on, if you will, something separate.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're always in danger as the leader of appearing condescending, and you just have to be considerate of that. You know, I think the best leader is not the smartest person in the room. I loved your promo before we started. You're the smart guy, right? The best leader is not the smartest person in the room. They bring the smartest person to the room.
Mm-hmm.
And the same principle applies to wisdom. So that's something to understand. The leader doesn't always have to be the wise one. Bringing in an outside advisor, bringing in an expert, even if it's internally, the decision-making process pays huge dividends.
This is why I have told people, when I talk to young people about plagiarism, for example, I tell them, if you quote a smart person, full attribution, and you bring a smart person's idea into your idea and you quote them, you'll appear a lot smarter than if you tried to appropriate their idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you claim it for yourself, you'll sound smarter if you give them credit for it, right?
Well, yeah, and from a leadership standpoint, this omnipotent, all-knowing leader nonsense just has to stop, right? We just have to cut it out. Let's give it up.
Mm-hmm.
And with that is that perspective to say, okay, we do need wisdom as part of the circle of solving this problem. Mm-hmm. Where do we find that wisdom, and let's bring that to the table and make that a normal piece of all problem solving and decision making?
Is part of wisdom admitting that you don't have the answers, all the answers?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
When 2008 happened, by December of 2008, I could tell my employees were getting kind of jumpy, right? everybody was getting jumpy, and I could tell that they were nervous about how things were going. Were they going to have a job, or was I going to have to close up, or whatever? And so I got them in a room, and I said, look, guys, I don't know what next year's going to bring, but this isn't my first rodeo. I've been through stuff like this before, and I live to tell about it. And so if that kind of experience is worth anything to you, it's the only thing I have to go with for myself as we go into what we don't know what's going to happen as we go into this. That's what I'm falling back on. I hope that helps you. And it seemed to make sense to them.
Sure. Well, you know, Jim, I think we need to turn to process. And process says that part of our problem solving should be to look at what's happened in the past and what the past experience is for our constituents. So let's just make sure that's there. Now, we need that. We know that. Now, where do we find it? And mm-hmm. then we go about doing it. Make it normal, right? And so the teaching constantly allows the wisdom of the leader to come out. And it's not looked at, askance because it's coming from the leader. It's normal. And then bringing in additional information to the problem set
right.
is normal, and that's what mm-hmm. we—that's what we have to bring. So, I guess that's my argument for today:
right.
is we just need to ensure that wisdom is there, and it doesn't
right.
have to necessarily come from us.
Right. I hear you. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Right back with Jim Cafferucci. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.